From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkison. A study released by the University of Missouri shows two bumblebee species in the alpine region of the Rocky Mountains may be adapting to climate change. Over the past 40 years, the species have been adapting shorter tongues to improve pollen collection. MU Assistant Professor of Biological Sciences Ricardo Holdo explains the benefits of being a generalist bee with a short tongue.
As the overall proportion of long flowers goes down in the population, then the generalist is going to spend proportionately less time searching for flowers than the specialist because it can use any kind of flower it encounters.
The tongue adaptation seems to be providing hope for the declining bumblebee populations across the United States. Morgan County R2 School District is taking steps to improve the wellness of the community. The Missouri Foundation for Health gave a $350,000 grant to the school district in Versailles in August to help raise awareness on the importance of maintaining a healthy weight. Program officer at the Missouri Foundation for Health, Deidre Griffith, says the foundation works with the community and district wellness coordinators to implement changes such as replacing schools' deep fryers with salad bars.
It's really spearheaded by the school district wellness coordinators and the community wellness coordinators working together to change the environment in the schools and the community where the children spend a lot of their out-of-school time.
She says more than half of the students in the targeted schools receive a free or reduced lunch rate. On the heels of a decision made last Thursday, Columbia could be left, once again, without a doctor able to perform abortions. About 1,000 people gathered on the University of Missouri campus on Tuesday to voice their opinion in support of Planned Parenthood. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk has more.
Many of those who gathered and spoke in support of Planned Parenthood at the National Pink Out Day event on MU's campus expressed discontent with the MU healthcare system's decision last Thursday. This eliminated the clinical privileges that allow the Columbia Planned Parenthood doctor to perform abortions. Laura McQuaid is the president and CEO of the Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri.
The university is such an anchor in this community. It means so much to the members of the Columbia community. And to be let down and to be so shamelessly thrown under the political bus by the university that they so respect and love, I think is just, it really drew people here today.
Not everyone at the event was there in support of Planned Parenthood, and a handful of counter-protesters held signs expressing pro-life messages. Chris Voss was among this group. He's a member of the Young Republicans and the Missouri Students for Life.
We're just showing that there are students on this campus who respect life and stand up for life, and we stood with the university with their latest decisions to cut some ties with Planned Parenthood.
McQuaid says the Columbia Planned Parenthood is doing, quote, everything in our power to obtain new privileges for their provider before they lose their ability to provide abortion services in December. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.
I'm Tyler Adkison, KBIA News, Columbia.